Blog Talk Radio.
Hear me, so whatever shows you saw, like, excuse me, by any show that you watch, well, except for Hazel runs her mouth. She does it on her own laptop. Just have the mic. And this one that I'm on right now has a mic, and I think the other one didn't. It's like you had to plug in the mic in. It's kind of strange. But the past 2 days, today and yesterday, well, today and last night. Hold on a second. So it was something that was popped up. But anyways, like, what a pay-per-view that happened last night, and hopefully that Backlash this Sunday were proven good as well as NXT TakeOver In Your House. So I think it was great that they brought Ty Pennington back for a little bit of a segment. It was great. No, go back. I didn't want to. But, man, that was exciting. I think I can remember all the matches that happened. Plus, it was that match, and after that, they shown, like, the WWE 24 Ric Flair. So that was interesting as well. So before we go on to other stuff, we're just going to talk about the news right quick. So I just want to be interested who was supposed to appear. But he didn't want to do it, but so it was good for them to, like, tune it back to, like, what shows the pay-per-view every month until they get to the Big Four, and, well, it used to be the Big Five. And I think, let's see what else the news-wise we have. Adam Cole did sign a 3-year contract with WWE, so I think he's probably going to get a push soon. Not push, but like thinking that he's going to get a to the main roster, I should say, which will be good to see, like, a lot of challenges that that he's gonna face, like probably like some of the dream matches that everybody has. I don't know why they referring it to like some dream matches and things like that. But one more can you do? Go back. I wanted to read that. So Tamina Snooker has not been since losing tonight on Wednesday night to Beta at Money in the Bank. Posted a video. And in a really accent, so it seems like she might get a character change. So I do agree that, you know, they haven't made her women's champion. It has been this long since she's been in the business and hasn't had it, which is just, sorry, it's just, like, disappointing and just sad that, you know, Well, you know, they do that with certain wrestlers that they underuse and don't use, like, how can I say this? Well, you can tell by, you know, the firings and all that. With the firings they have in April. It's just like, why are there people out there that they, you know, hire, you know, for, you know, for matches and stuff? It's like, most of them are either being, like, treated like jobbers, and you know, like, how good they are. It just crazy. But I think that's just saying for, like, you know, like I mentioned with the firings that the WWE did and some of the pickups that some of the superstar is, especially with the Slammiversary pay-per-view, which is like, who are they gonna bring back on an Impact, or who are they going to use in Ring of Honor, or who's AEW going to sign? So they kind of did it with the old former tag team, the Revival. So just, you know, just interesting. But good. Sorry, just watching something else. But anyways, I think that's much of the news that I have so far. But I think there ain't probably nothing else gonna come up, or maybe I can support more news than rumors. So we're gonna talk about the In Your House pay per view in a minute, so oh, wow. I don't understand Linda McMahon getting backlash from the Donald Trump League, because she's a she was helping out in the Small Business Administration for Donald Trump, and is now the chairwoman of America First Action. Set out and treat in place. Praise Donald Trump for the United States current employment numbers. Most of the response of McMahon's tweet has been negative. Jim Cornette, with as many as WWE has fired fully through Global Paramount, I'm surprised they didn't drive those numbers. Their asshole orange friend has dragged them out. Down, Linda. America will come back when down this shit goes away. Sorry for the language. But listener discretion is advised. I should have said that earlier. Ooh. Hey, baby. There's always this corner you want to lay in. But let's see. Tyler Bateman. Ding. Didn't you just real life fire a ton of folks and turn around and make a wild story around someone getting fired and rehired in the face of all that? Just checking. David. I don't know. He could be a fan or something. It's not having a soul fun. Like, it sounds interesting, but I'm not sure it would actually be enjoyable, so that's why I'm asking. Somebody from TSC News. amateur wrestlers can lay half the gold and Corey still making an insane amount of money during paramedic and reception. Kind of called her a clown. Just a wrestling fan, a random wrestling fan. Vince McMahon just praised Trump on America's Important Numbers after her company just fired a load of people during the pandemic. Just like that, I canceled my WWE subscription. Boycott WWE. Be better, do better, wake up. Oh, there's a lot of them. There's another one. A man was murdered. Your family is pretending to care about social change. Then you tweet this. And another fan just saying this to Sami Zayn. That Sami Zayn, bro, go to AEW. You don't need this shit. Excuse my language. Another wrestling fan, why does anyone who cares at all about social injustice equally continue to make this awful family rich by watching this horrendous product, especially considering that there's a ton of good pro wrestling out there? Well, I can answer that. It's because there are some people like me that only watch like certain wrestling programs. Why there's some of them where you have to update your plan, the channel plan, just to get it. And it kind of sucks. It's like, you can get WWE on regular TV. You can get Ring of Honor on regular TV. In fact, you got to get another channel. And it was like AEW is on cable TV, which is like part of the regular channels anyway that you can watch. So we can't say there is wrestling out there, including the indies. There's some indie places that's good, like MIAW, GLCW, and Legacy Pro Wrestling, and a bunch more that's out there that's pretty good. But there's some people that just stick with WWE, and they probably be fans of WWE, and they don't have a choice. But, you know, I do have, like, some complaints with WWE, or, like, some of the things they do, which... Like, I'm, like, reporting this and all that stuff that's going on in wrestling and things like that. Or I had some people ask some of the fat owners or some of the wrestlers come to me and just tell me, like, information and stuff that they want to me to say and post out there. So... There's nothing wrong with, like, you know, having, you know, like, ain't nothing wrong with having a lot of, like, how you say it, like, having a lot of wrestling around, which is good. Don't have a choice. And some of us, we just love WWE and, like, the global phenomenon. And it's like, no matter, like, how many people say they ain't going to watch it and stuff like that, just going to watch it anyway just to check what's going on. So it's like, yeah, there are some people that I was hoping that WWE kept, like they did with last week with Drake Maverick. So he lost his Cruiserweight Championship match. So they signed him to the NXT contract. Which is, you know, it's good. They see something in him. And I think, like, maybe one day he'll be in the NXT Cruiserweight title match. Or he'll probably get another shot and actually will win it. So just hold on a second. I just got to post up something. Ooh, come on. I apologize. For anyone that's listening, if they want to call in right now, just either you just want to listen to the show, or you just want to talk about what's like going on in wrestling and things like that, or if you want to leave like a like some news or something like that, if you want to do that, you can call in with the number 845-277-9360. Again, it's 845-277-9360. And we are live right now, this show, and probably going to take a little bit of, no, let me just finish this before we take a break. What people said about, who else said? I have just divested my shares of WWE stock based on the full-throated endorsement of fascism. Let's see, there's another thing. This is kind of shit why I stopped giving my money to WWE. Another thing. I've been of your family product for far too long and currently have no desire to consume any of it for a variety of reasons. But it ties to the maniac you want to help re-elect is the new one. Same on all of you again for various reasons. This is kind of shit why I stopped getting my money. Why do you put the same thing? Okay, now last one. Happily canceled my WWE Network subscription yesterday. Thank you for making it so easy. One thing I'm going to say before we go to break. They got a network you can, well, the WWE Network, like parts of it, you can use for free now. So you can always use the free one, but I guess what we're paying right now with the $9.99, you know, good thing for the, like, you know, pay for the pay-per-views and other shows and things like that. Also, NXT UK, which it seems like they don't have on the free version of the network. So I'm not going to cancel it because, like, I hate what WWE is doing and stuff. It's like there's classic matches and classic stuff and, like, pay-per-views and things like that that I want to watch. So, like, why not? Like, just try to, you know, watch a pay-per-view to, what you like and all that stuff with the network. So, I don't know, but I can understand why people want to boycott because of their actions and things like that. So I do understand that. So when we come back, we're going to talk about yesterday's pay-per-view, a little bit of SmackDown, a little bit of Raw, and we're going to talk about a little bit of NXT. So we will be right back. let's talk about a little bit of last night's pay-per-view, which had the six woman tag they added in like the last minute. So it was me and Yin. Tegan Knox. Hold on, let me. No, that's not what I was looking for. Oh, Shotty Blackheart, Tegan Knox, Minion versus Dakota Kai, Kel Gonzalez, and Candice LeRae. And let's say a decent match, and Minion's team did win that match. Finn Balor versus Damian Priest. Finn Balor won. Which you would have. It was a good match, and I was just thinking that they should be, pushing Priest a little bit. I guess this is my take on it. North American Championship match with Johnny Gargano versus Keith Lee. Keith Lee did retain. The NXT Championship was a parking lot brawl. Which was kind of interesting. I will say that was. Let me turn off the news for a second. But anyways, it was really something different with the kind of change this channel for a moment. It's different. Something different than what they didn't do with a parking lot brawl. Not saying it was bad or anything like that, because it wasn't bad. It was a very good match. You got appearances from Dexter Lumis, and you also got appearance from the Undisputed Era, which is Roderick Strong and Bobby Fish. So that was a good match. Velveteen Dream was going to win, but I just had a feeling that Adam Cole was going to retain. And, yes, he did retain. Tommaso Ciampa versus Caden Cross. Well, this is Caden Cross' pay-per-view debut. It was a good match as well, but Caden Cross did need to win because, it was his debut. What they were going to do is have him lose like this. But then again, the WWE, anything could happen. Then the main event with the women's triple threat match. Charlotte, Io Shirai, and I guess I was wrong. I thought Charlotte was going to retain, but she didn't. So Io Shirai did win as the new NXT Women's Champion. I don't know why I was in a championship for, but we're live on air, and things can happen. So. Anyways, I'm going to grade the
praying, in my opinion, about the pay-per-view in a minute. But like I said, if anybody want to call in, just want to talk about something or have an announcement to make wrestling-wise, just go and call us at 845-277-9360. Again, it's 845-277-9360. Now, while I would grade the pay-per-view, I would grade it maybe like a... Because somebody asked last night, what did you think of it from 1 to 10? And I gave it a 9. And I'm probably going to do my own grading from like A through A, B, C, D, and F. Or as they call it, all Mag U. But I gave it a B+. I feel like maybe they could have added one more match. That's just my opinion. But maybe one more match would have done this due. Yeah, so it would have been good. So I do give that a B+. B+ player. But let's get to what is next. Jokes with Braun Strowman. Strowman lifted up the van they was in and lifted on his side. So that happened. King Corbin and Otis fought, and I think the Otis won, I believe. And see, I know there was more. There was more. Let me think. We're going to talk about the tag team, the women's tag team titles in a minute. But God, I just had it in the palm of my mind. There were I mentioned that match. Oh yeah. It was Lacey Evans going against Sonya Deville with a little bit of interference of Mandy Rose. Lacey Evans did win that match. This was a good match from both sides. It made it interesting. And then the women tag team championship were Bayley and Sasha Banks going against Nikki Cross and Alexa Bliss. Didn't think Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross was gonna lose it, but it happened. So yep. Bayley and Sasha Banks are new women's tag team championship champions for the second time, although they were the very first ones to win it last year. Which is interesting. But now I will give, let's see, what I will give it? I will give it a C. Although it was like, it had its good parts, and I think there could have been, I don't know, you always want more for your enjoyment. Just put it that way. Okay, and as for Raw, we will get to that in a minute, but I need to get something to drink because my mouth and throat is dry. So hopefully my water is cold. We will be right. Let's see. Now I got to look for something. We'll be right back.
All right.
And we're back. Let's talk about a little bit of Raw, and we will talk about wrestlers of the week as well. It kicked over, I think it was Asuka that came down. I guess she was preparing for a match against Charlotte Flair, but we had the new team champion SmackDown, women's champion Bayley and Sasha Banks on. Charlotte came out, then Iconics came out, big old brawl, then ended up being a triple threat tag team match for Asuka and Charlotte versus the Iconics versus Bayley and Sasha Banks. Asuka and Charlotte did win that match, or at least to their match later on in the evening, which was the main event. It was the number one contenders match for the United States Championship, so the winner of that gets to face Apollo Crews at Backlash. Kevin Owens versus Andrade versus Angel Garza. And Andrade did win that match, so it would be like a rematch for the United States title up for this Sunday. So that match is going to happen. something. There's, I know there was more. Humberto Carrillo, and Aleister Black went against Murphy and Austin Theory. Let's see. Little Creo and Aleister Black did win that match. A little bit earlier, Rey Mysterio interview, so I guess it was actually he was retired or whatever, but from what they were saying, things like that, he's not going to retire. His eye is going to heal, and soon as he gets the clearance, he's coming after Seth Rollins. What else? You got Christian had his peep show, was talking with Edge, and Randy Orton was saying his thing, and I guess Christian was trying to pump up Edge just to say he know he can do it, and just being bullied honest and whatever the case may be. So they came out. And they just talk about their match this Sunday. That was it for that. What else? There was another match, but I think I missed it. And there were MVP and Lashley was going against the Viking Raiders. And before the MVP had a VIP lounge this segment. This man had Bobby Lashley as a guest, but Drew had came out and just ready to just fight. But Bobby Lashley did come out before he was going to Claymore MVP. And was waiting on it. Then the Vikings came out along with Street Profits. And they had their little competition going on with the kind of like the Olympic Games, like the meter dash and the ball throwing and things like that, which is a little bit entertaining. So it's just like, okay, when are they going to fight? When are they going to go for the title? Or when are they going to have, like, a championship match? But anyways, the Vikings versus MVP and Lashley, well, Street Profits and Drew McIntyre was out there. Lashley, MVP, did win that match. And Lashley ended up putting both the Viking Raiders both in the foot of Nelson. Might as well call it the Master Lock, what they used to call it. And fun fact, if anybody forgot, you know what Chris Master was doing, that Master Lock Challenge? And it was the same move as the foot of Nelson. Master Lock is the same thing as they call it. But with the full Nelson thing, like Master Lock, Bobby Lashley was the first one that broke out of Chris Master's Master Lock. So that's just something to think about and why he's doing that on full Nelson submission move. Just something to think about. Then the main event with Charlotte versus Asuka. It was back and forth. Both of the tag team champions, Bayley and Sasha Banks, came out and watched the match. So was the Iconics. And the Iconics was attacking Bayley and Sasha and a brawl out there. And, Three kicked about, and the match with Asuka and Charlotte continues. Well, there a little bit of interference with Nia Jax. Charlotte did beat Asuka, then Nia Jax ended up doing the moan drop on Asuka, and that's where it all ended. They did have Raw Talk. I didn't watch it. Normally I would have, but they had to be prepared for the show. So let's get to Wrestlers of the Week. Although I didn't talk much about like the other shows like AEW or Ring of Honor, because it's like they're just showing like, well, we're Ring of Honor, they're just showing like some matches that made, you know, certain wrestlers that good. So that's what they did. And I didn't watch AEW because I was busy watching NXT. Normally I was doing on both phones, but the other phone had died, so I couldn't watch both of them. But I just heard was like what Orange Cassidy had did to Chris Jericho this past Wednesday. He kind of got away from the inner circle, so I guess he's challenging Jericho. And interesting thing that him along with Bayley are this week's Wrestlers of the Week. We will have, don't forget, like, if you want to vote for, like, Wrestler of the Week, it should be on the WrestleFan Speakout group on Saturday. This will be any time on Saturday, and you have until Monday before this show starts to vote. Or, like, you can put your own vote in, which I see some people didn't do yet. I don't know why, but I guess they thought what I put down was good enough. So, once again, Orange Cassidy and Bayley are your Wrestlers of the Week. I guess one more thing before we go. Becky kind of dyed her hair kind of like a dirty blonde kind of look. If anybody cares about that, but probably don't. But, we got 2 minutes left. And although it says 10:55, but on here, on air thing, they start shows a little bit early. I don't know why, but that's what they tend to do. But a reminder will always let me know, like, what time I got to get up, so. WrestleFanSpeakout.weebly.com. I'm going to try to update it tonight because ICW show happened this past Friday in West Allis, and Legacy Pro Wrestling, that show has happened this past Saturday, which we thought CrusherFest was going to be going on Saturday too, but they finally made an announcement of the DLCW NIW show has been postponed. Either it's going to be later this summer or early fall. So, not sure when, but between one of those times. So check out WrestleFanSpeakout.weebly.com. Also, go to our WrestleFan Speakout group. Follow us on Twitter. Also, I know there's something else I wanted to add. Oh yeah, like and subscribe our YouTube videos. I will do a YouTube video this Friday. Yep, there we go. I will do a YouTube video on Saturday for about my predictions of WWE Backlash. So that's going to be going on. Don't forget Hazel's show. That's going to be going on this Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. We will be back next week for the results of Backlash, and plus like with other wrestling shows that's going on and things like that. But let me try to do this, and I'm going to get out of here, and hopefully you like, subscribe on our YouTube channel, follow us on Twitter, and look for the group on Facebook. Until then, y'all have a good one, and I'll probably be on Hazel's show this Wednesday. So until then, y'all have a good night.